Sunday night, Chovis Halvavos,
Shar Yichud HaMaisa. The Chovis Halvavos is giving us a detailed tour, local stops only, scenic view of the Yetzirah and what the Yetzirah does and how he says it. This is going to be the whole fifth parak. If you don't want to hear, you're either going to be bored or you'll drop out of the shir. He's going to say the types of things the Yetzirah, he wants you to recognize it. He wants a light bulb to go on over your head. Was the Yetzirah is you. There's no Yetzirah, he says. That was his in the Sakdama that we learned already. You are the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is you. He's intertwined in your thoughts, in your emotions, in your kochos hanefesh. He's there. When you think of a svara, he's saying the svara, what's good for you. And he makes like he's your friend, and he only wants what's good for you. And really, he's your most bitter enemy. Imagine the most bitter enemy you could have, and he's your enemy, Kitzel. So we're on Kufayin Aleph. On the second line, we'll start from. V'yamtiyah b'matzav shel hishomros mimenu. If you'll be in a matzav where you're weary, you know, you can't relax. We want to relax. We don't like to hear this. Chavis Halvavos is saying you have to be always on guard. Yetzer is always there, ready to pounce, always ready to be machshel you in something, nudge you towards a certain mode of behavior, and you have to be on the alert. And that's what he says on the second line on page Kufayin Aleph. And tia b'matzav shel hishomros mimenu. You'll be in the mode. You'll be in shmira mode. You're always watchful. V'achinosalo mineshek sichlocha. And you are prepared for him. And that's what the Chovis Halvavos is trying to do in Parakeh, is prepare you. If you'll be prepared for him with the weapon of your seichel, and you know what to answer, when you feel like doing a certain thing, you'll know how to combat it. It's much more complicated than when you tell a kid, you know, it's always telling you to do this, don't do it. You know. He's very clever. It's always much more clever than to go openly say, hey, you know, go eat a cheeseburger. Right? He starts off with a heksha that, there's a heksha on it. What could we be it? Other people are reading it. Everybody, there's no heksha, but other people are reading there. Other people, they're all sinners, chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to talk bad on Klal Yisrael. And then v'cheina. You go down, down, down. It's just one example. We're going to learn the whole parak examples. If you use your seichel to combat him because you're aware of his tricks, which I am planning to make you aware of, the Chovis Halvavos is saying, Tinotzo the Tia B'Sholom Mimenu, Bezus Hashem, Yisrael Mavi Yisadar, you always need Tziyat Dishmaya, especially with the Yetzirah, as the Gemara in Kedushin says. But, V'yamtis M'cholo B'inyonecha, if you let yourself be carried away by him, he won't do anything for you. You won't have Olam Abba, and contrary to popular belief, you won't have Olam Hazeh either. All these people who do what they want and lives have no inhibitions, so they end up without Olam Hazeh either. They have no gishmak and satisfaction in Olam Hazeh, because they always want a bigger thrill, a bigger thrill, a bigger thrill. And if there's no gvulim, then nothing is satisfying. Nothing really fills up the gap, because you always want more. There's no gvul. So you're not satisfied. You're not happy. So that's why he says, Mishneho olamos. V'chilyoncha mishneha makomos. Shlomo Melech in one sentence. Ki rabim chalolam ipila, batsumim kol harugeha, tachay shol beso, yordos ol chadrei moves. So I guess the Chovis Halvavos holds that the phrases in the pasuk talk about both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. V'lachein, therefore, al yatridcha, since he's your bitterest enemy, and since he wants you to lose Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, and since if you're not on the alert, you will lose to him, you can't just go through life the way we would like to, the way many people do. You go through life just moseying along, you know, doing your best, minding your own business. I like that. You're in a mulchama. Whatever your fights are with someone else, maybe you're fighting with your boss, maybe you're fighting with life, maybe you're fighting with your wife, whoever you're fighting with, don't tell yourself, and people do, they come home, I have no koyach, I have no energy, I can't stop fighting with my Yetzirah now. This Koma Musa, Negan Misha Rachok Mimcha, you're busy like watching out for things that are much less likely to affect you, and much less likely to make a difference in your life, and much less likely to make a difference in your personality. That's what he describes them as being Rachok and far away, and maybe. And here you have an enemy that's Vadai, not maybe, and he's Korov, he's right here, and he's pounding away already, he's at the gates. Some people like to take care of the whole world, and they don't take care of themselves. Udechias misheinu magia elecha elalacha kabbalas rishus, right? Someone that wouldn't get into your world, let's say a bad friend. So at least a bad friend is not going to come into your world unless you let him in, unless you invite him in, become his friend. The HR is there no matter what. Udechias misheinu mavakesh rishus limotziyimcha. The Omru Alecha that Tzaddik, and this is a famous apocryphal story. I think it's famous. Now you know that the Chavis Halvavah says it. Shupogash Anoshim. He meets people. Shechozum Imelchomo Im Oyev. They're back from a battle with the enemy, Venitzchuhu, and they have won the battle. They have Sholol, they have booty. Achar Mavakotzum. After a great battle, maybe the 20-year war, 100-year war, what, you know. You had wars that lasted a long time. It's finally over. Everybody's exhausted. Omalehem chazartem todu lekel. Very nice. Achrei hamavak hakoton menatzchem. So you're victors. But you have a whole nother melchama. Hiskonen unol hamavak hakotel. Okay, now it's time. Now you're really going to war. So they say, what war? Omalehem hamavak hakotel. What are you talking about? It's pretty much what we did till now. It's mamash mulchama, and he does not paint the pretty picture. We like to be passive and to sit back and to sort of, when something comes up, then I'll see. He said things always are coming up. It's churning inside of you. Every decision you make, he is there trying to have you make the decision that's negative, a negative decision, a bad decision, a decision that is marchik you from Hashem. But he'll couch it in terms of, as we'll see in the parak, he'll couch it in terms of your benefit. Sometimes he even couches it in terms of your spiritual benefit, right? And there'll be so many examples. I don't want to say any examples because the whole parak is giving examples of people who are involved in things and they don't pay attention to this great mulchama. And it's a mulchama that is a person's whole being. He really said that in Shara Avodas Elokim. This takes in the whole person and determines your whole life, if you've been successful in life or not. Okay.